The Senate is now in session. Secretary, are there messages from the House? If so, please read them.
Madam President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted House Resolution 1. House Resolution 1, be it resolved that the Chief Clerk of the House of Representatives of the 103rd General Assembly, first regular session, inform the Senate that the House duly convened in the first extraordinary session of the first regular session on Monday, June 9, 2025, and is convened in full session and ready for consideration of its business. Also, Madam President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 1. Also, Madam President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Substitute for Senate Bill 4, Emergency Clause Adopted. Also, Madam President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 3. Respectfully submitted, Joseph Engler, Chief Clerk.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. Hearing no objection, on behalf of the Senator from Platt, I am sending forward the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics report. Madam Secretary, please read the reports.
Madam President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Bill Number 1, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been duly enrolled and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 3, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been duly enrolled and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Also, Madam President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Bill Number 4, begs leave to report it has examined the same and finds that the bill has been duly enrolled and that the printed copies furnished the senators are correct. Respectfully, Senator O'Loughlin, on behalf of Senator Lukemeyer, Chair.
All other business will be suspended, and all bills having passed both branches of the General Assembly will be read at length by the Secretary, and if no objections are made, the bills will be signed to the end that they may become law. Secretary, read the bills.
Senate Substitute for Senate Bill Number 1, an act to appropriate money for the several departments and offices of state government and the several divisions and programs thereof. Senate Substitute for Senate Bill Number 4, an act relating to the appropriation of funds to the Missouri Housing Trust Fund for emergency aid with an emergency clause. Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 3, an act relating to taxation with a severability clause.
No objections being made, the bills are so signed. Having no further business before the body, I move the Senate adjourn sine die pursuant to the Constitution. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those not in favor say nay. Hearing no objection, the Senate is now adjourned sine die pursuant to the Constitution.